Welcome back to the nation's leaders from coast to coast. Some of the most dramatic moments in American history didn't happen on a battlefield, but in a courtroom or on the floor of Congress.
That's right, and that's what we're exploring today. Welcome to Wednesday Writs, our weekly deep dive into the landmark court cases, laws, and amendments that built the legal framework of our nation.
These are the stories behind the documents that define America. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Let's examine the evidence.
Leah, many of us have heard the phrase from police dramas, "You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you." It feels like a permanent part of our justice system. But it wasn't always that way.
Not at all, Stephen. That fundamental right was cemented into law because of the stubborn persistence of one man, a 51-year-old drifter named Clarence Earl Gideon, who, from a prison cell, decided to take on the entire legal system with just a pencil and paper.
Let's start at the beginning. What was the crime that put Gideon on this path?
It was a very minor crime, really. In June 1961, someone broke into the Bay Harbor pool room in Panama City, Florida. They smashed a jukebox, a cigarette machine, and stole some change and wine. The police investigation led them to Gideon, who had a history of nonviolent, petty offenses. He was arrested and charged with felony breaking and entering.
So Gideon goes to trial. What happened in that Florida courtroom?
This is the moment that changed everything. Gideon was indigent. He had no money for a lawyer. He stood before the judge and asked for counsel to be appointed for him. The judge denied his request, explaining that under Florida law, the state was only required to provide a lawyer in capital cases, like murder. For a felony burglary, Gideon was on his own.
He had to defend himself against a trained prosecutor? I can't imagine that went well.
It was a disaster for him. He tried his best. He made an opening statement. He cross-examined witnesses, but he had no legal training. He didn't know how to raise proper objections or poke holes in the prosecution's case. The jury quickly found him guilty, and he was sentenced to 5 years in state prison.
Most people would have just given up. But Gideon was convinced he'd been wronged.
He was. In the prison library, he studied constitutional law. He believed the Sixth Amendment's guarantee of a right to counsel for his defense should apply to the states through the 14th Amendment. So, using prison stationery and a pencil, he carefully wrote out a petition for a writ of certiorari and mailed it to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking them to hear his case.
A handwritten appeal from a prisoner actually made it to the Supreme Court? That's incredible!
It is. The court receives thousands of these petitions, but Gideon stood out. They agreed to hear the case. Gideon versus Wainwright, with Wainwright being the director of the Florida Division of Corrections. The court appointed a brilliant future justice, Abe Fortas, to argue on Gideon's behalf. The question before the court was simple but profound. Is the right to a lawyer a fundamental right, essential to a fair trial for all Americans?
And what was the court's final decision?
On March 18, 1963, the court ruled unanimously, 9-0, in favor of Clarence Gideon. Justice Hugo Black, writing for the majority, delivered a powerful opinion. He wrote that it is an obvious truth that lawyers in criminal courts are necessities, not luxuries. The court declared that the right to counsel was fundamental and that states must provide a lawyer to any defendant who cannot afford one in all felony cases.
So the ruling changed the system forever. But what happened to Gideon himself?
His conviction was overturned, and he was sent back to Florida for a new trial. This time, he had a court-appointed lawyer who masterfully investigated the case and exposed the inconsistencies in the prosecution's star witness, suggesting he was the likely culprit. After just 1 hour of deliberation, the new jury found Clarence Earl Gideon not guilty. He walked out a free man, having not only secured his own liberty, but also a fundamental right for millions of others.
And that's our special for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this dive into history and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.